Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
All right, VV Nation, Ryan here. Welcome to the channel. Now, in tonight's presentation, I've got some great things for you. Not only am I going to give you some fish, I'm going to teach you how to fish today as well. I'm going to give you my secrets on how to properly time the market. That's right. I'm not just talking about when the market's at a bottom and doing some bottom fishing, but I'm also going to tell you how to properly time the market when the market gets top heavy and we get some warning signals to hedge our portfolios and protect profits. Now, if this is something that you're interested in, we're going to go ahead and kick this thing off and get started. Now, before I give you the fish, which are going to be some of my top picks to play in 2024, I really just want to show you how to fish in general when it comes to market timing. That being said, I do have the VectorVest composite right behind me here. So bear with me for just a couple minutes here as I show you some very valuable information, and then we'll get to those stocks right away. Now, that being said, the first thing I do want to look at here, we noticed that the MTI started getting top heavy around the 13th of December here. In addition to that, the real secret I wanted to show you was a bearish divergence. If you don't know what a bearish divergence means, it's just simply when price action of an entity, in this case being the VectorVest composite, is on the rise, hitting a new high, while the underlying indicator, in this case being the RSI 9, in a descending pattern and fails to make a new high. Now, not only can you use this pattern when it comes to market timing, you can actually use this technique on individual stocks. Now, the third thing I did want to point out is the primary wave. Now, the primary wave did flash down on January 2nd. At no surprise, again, I mentioned last week that we would get some chop and a potential market sell-off first thing of the new year because of people taking profits due to tax purposes. Now, these three patterns may not happen in this specific order here between the MTI getting to this top-heavy level, the divergence that we're seeing between price action and RSI, and the primary wave. These are the three warnings of a potential market pullback. And I'm not talking about a market crash or anything like that, but just a healthy market pullback. Now, you might be saying, oh, Ryan, this already happened. How can I use this information going forward? Well, we can use this to the opposite effect. Now, the most recent example I can give you was back in October when the market was primed for a bottom fishing scenario. So the first thing I was going to look at here, if we see the MTI is below that 0.6 range, already telling me that the market is oversold and looking for a bottom. Now, in addition to that, you see price action here making a new low. However, look at the RSI. During that same time period, it did tick to the upside, failing to make a new low, giving us a bullish divergence. There is both a bullish divergence and a bearish divergence if this concept is new to you. In addition to that, we do see the primary wave given here back on November 1st. So these are the three things I look at to easily time the market and keep your portfolio on the right side. All right, the last example I wanted to show you, this is going to be a bearish divergence once again. This happened in July 2023. So all these examples are current and you can see they happen quite often. So this is a very easy technique to keep you making money, both in up markets and down markets. Now, that being said, you know, back in July here, we're seeing the price action hitting a new high here, the MTI in overbought territory, the market's getting top heavy. Look at the RSI 9. The RSI 9 was trending lower over that same time period. So we're getting the warning signal here. And then look, a primary wave down to follow suit, confirming this downward action in the market on the 2nd of August. So utilizing this information, I can protect profits here. I can play to the market to the downside during this time period. So this is how we can make money. It's so simple, so easy. I make a good amount of money doing this myself. That's why I wanted to show you this information going into 2024. You can definitely use this if you're a swing trader. And even if you're a buy and hold investor, you can use the simple techniques to enter in positions when the market is at a low and exit positions and take profits when the market is at a high. In addition, if you don't want to sell your positions, this is the best time to be selling covered calls. Now, if you found this information helpful and you think we can make some money together this year, start hitting that like button because I'm ready to make some money with you. All right, another secret weapon I want to show you when it comes to timing the market and making a lot of money in 2024. That being said, you can see here I got the VectorVest composite right behind me. Now, you do see two trend lines here. The first trend line is covering the top of the candlesticks, while the second trend line is covering the bottom of these candlesticks. Now, that being said, this is called an ascending channel. That's right, an ascending channel. That means a channel going to the upside here. When these trend lines act as a level support resistance, you can see price action here throughout the last month or so here, finally breaking this as of yesterday to the downside here. Now, how do you play this? Well, if you're a swing trader or a day trader, you know, more active style of investing, you just play it like ping pong to the up and down. You buy long positions here, whether they're options or calls, and you take profits at the top of the line. You can see this worked actually very well over the last month or so. Now, if you're playing the indexes here, I do have the QQQ and the SPY, since I know a lot of investors do trade those quite frequently. We see the Qs here, nice ascending channel forming once again here. You know, you can easily play this to the upside here and to the downside of this channel. Now, the other one would be the SPY. We're seeing price action ping pong as well, right between these two channel lines here. So a very easy technique to play the market. Now, you might be noticing a common theme here, and that is all three of these actually have broke below the bottom of this trend line, also being that support line in this ascending channel. I wouldn't be surprised if price action tried to retest this channel in the near future. However, with the primary wave still downright, I'm not too ambitious on getting in long positions at this time. Therefore, this would be a scenario where I would be data dependent and wait for the primary wave to tell me which direction the market is going. Now, thank you for your patience. I know I gave you a lot of information, but I hope you saw it as valuable information so that we can actually understand the concepts of the market and make lots of money. Now, that being said, right behind me, got the four stocks that I was talking about. At the top of the list, I have Intel here. Yes, that is one of my top stock picks for 2024. And no, if you just watched the video, now is not the best time to be entering this position. None of these stocks are, right? So, you know, again, have some patience. Let the market come to you. Don't chase after the market. Now, this being said, Intel here, I do have a news article up. The Biden administration just announced another $162 million to expand computer chip factories in Colorado and Oregon. Again, 2024 is just going to continue the chip race between the United States and China, and Intel being the largest domestic chip manufacturer in the country, I think they are well positioned for this scenario. Now, that being said, the other position I have for you here is going to be Global X Uranium, or URA. You know, I've been promoting uranium now since I've been doing these videos almost, and uranium is on fire. I believe that we are on the verge of another nuclear renaissance in this country. And you can see this position is up again today here. Now, the Global X Uranium ETF is a great way to play this space. Now, for the other two here, I do have SOXL, which is a triple leverage ETF following semiconductors. That's right, this is actually be triple leveraged here, so it is more volatile in nature. If you're not familiar with triple leverage ETFs, this is probably not for you, or if you're more conservative in general. Otherwise, the QQQ is a great way to follow the top 100 stocks in the NASDAQ. Now, that being said, these two positions here are more focused on the strategies I just presented to you, while Intel and Uranium here are just great stock picks for 2024 in general. Now, before you jump into these positions, again, heed the information I just presented to you and ask yourself, is now the best time to be buying these positions? Now, I only put out two videos a week, and they're not always on market timing. To be honest, they're mostly on industries and individual stocks. That's why in 2024, I wanted to start you off the right way and give you the best information that I know. And personally, I've learned the hard way that you have to focus on market timing before individual stocks. So I really hope you found this information valuable and can help you and your portfolio this year to bring it to new highs. That's what it's all about. It comes down to just making money. In addition to that, I gave you four stock picks, two to actually play this strategy. The other two I have high hopes for when it comes to 2024. Now, that being said, I hope you found this information both valuable and informative to help you make money in 2024. Hey VB Nation, the New Year's is fastly approaching, and you know what that means? Our flagship event is almost here. Our Tampa 2-Day will be January 5th and 6th. To register for this live stream, just simply go to www.vectorvest.com/stream. Now, a couple benefits that you get for attending this is our all-new ETF trading system that is designed to outperform fixed income assets by threefold. Now, in addition to that, you will get full access to the live broadcast, world stock class market education, a digital copy of the official course workbook, and a $100 voucher to be utilized for VectorVest coaching groups and educational services. So make sure you join the heavy hitters such as Ray Clark, Jim Pena, Jerry D'Ambrosio, Ron Wheeler, and Glenn Tompkins for the 2024 Tampa 2-Day Investment Seminar.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.